All right, let's bring in someone I enjoy talking baseball with, especially pitching. That is former Giant Jim Barr. Jim, how are you?
Marty, how you doing? I'm doing very good here. I'm in the Bay Area in beautiful Dublin.
Yeah, isn't the weather gorgeous today? Isn't it nice?
Oh, it feels like it's in the mid to upper 80s. It's nice doing some outdoor painting, so it dries real fast.
Oh, very good. And nothing better to do that and listen to baseball on the radio. So we're glad we have you on. Bruce Jenkins and I talked a little bit about this, about seeing there's a trend now, and maybe they did it in your day as well. Swing of the first pitch. Don't wait around. Cueto got lit up a little bit by the Dodgers last weekend, seemed to adjust to that. What do you do as a pitcher if everybody's looking to hit that first strike?
Well, there are tendencies. Like, there are certain guys that just love to swing early in the count, and vice versa. There are some pitchers that don't like to throw the first pitch for a strike because they think the hitter is going to be swinging. So you kind of learn your opponent, who's doing what. But as a pitcher, as a pitching coach, I always try to say we're trying to throw one of the first two pitches over for a strike, whether it be the first pitch. If it's not, then it has to be the second pitch. But, you know, if you're a power pitcher, you know, I understand that sometimes it's not exactly in your repertoire to be able to throw the first pitch for a strike to the power, but I was a control pitcher, so I was trying to nibble on the corners, and if I got it, great. If I didn't, I knew I could throw the next one for a strike. So first pitch swing, I mean, at the high school level, we try to get our hitters to swing at the first pitch because, you know, 80, 85, 90% of high school pitchers, their first pitch is a fastball. And you want to be able to hit that fastball so you don't have to swing at the curve.
Well, look at Jeff Samardzija. Now, tonight, he's a muscle guy. He is a fastball pitcher. And what got him in Milwaukee is he didn't get ahead in the count, and he couldn't throw his splits and his off-speed stuff. So he probably will want to pump that first fastball in there, and I think the Dodgers are going to be swinging. I wonder if he's got the control to come in and throw that off-speed stuff for something that isn't the fastball in the first pitch.
Well, in his Colorado game, I thought he threw very well. I think he could even do better based on some of the games, a lot of his career that he has pitched, but it was a big improvement over the Milwaukee game. And I think one thing that helped was he was able to get his slider, a little bit of a cutter on the corners. And one thing that impressed me about pitchers is if you miss badly with one pitch and you make that adjustment and come back and throw the next pitch for a strike, that's okay. It's what happens when you're throwing 2-3 pitches in a row for balls. And now it was just like the home run the other night, you know, when Javi Lopez, when he's constantly going 3-2, 3-2, and then eventually, I always say the deeper you go into a count, the advantage switches to the hitter because he's seen that much more of your rhythm, that much more he's timed your pitches, that much more. And there again, we get to a 3-2 pitch. He has to throw a strike because he's already walked one guy, and boom, two-run home run.
Yeah, that was Corey Seager last night. And to me, you know, for Javier Lopez, the ball has got to be away and low, almost ankle low, and it looks like the ball is just up for him.
Yeah, from his arm angle anyway, he's not going to throw a whole lot of pitches up. And when he has to throw it up, like in 3-2 counts or so forth, it has a tendency to be a little bit flatter than his normal pitches early in the counts and when he's keeping it down. So that was a tough one last night, but we pulled it out in the end.
Yeah, what do you think of Casilla? Of course, he gives up the double, and then, as relief pitchers do, they tighten it up after that. Last year, maybe more breaking stuff, more trying to freeze you on the curveball. This year, for him, I see more power from him. What do you see?
Well, I think power is his game, and I think it's like any other pitcher, you got to be able to offset that with something, whether it be a slider, a curve, a change, or just have super good control and be able to throw one pitch. The closers are a different breed, you know. You want a guy that it doesn't matter if he puts one guy on base, doesn't matter if he puts two guys on base. He has a confidence that you like to see in all pitchers, but especially in closers, that, hey, I come in and get the job done right now. It doesn't matter how many guys are on base. So I think power for Casilla is that's his bread and butter.
Yeah.
But I'd also like to see him. And I thought last year he did a really good job, and I think so far this year he's doing a little bit as good a job of getting the breaking ball over, because that just makes the fastball that much better.
Yeah, I see a lot more power from him, and I thought his last at bat with Puig was outstanding, getting the ball in on him. And Puig couldn't get the bat around and eventually hit a fly ball to left.
Yeah, my eyes aren't as good. As soon as he hit it, I went, "Oh, that's pretty high." And then I saw that. Then when the camera switches to the left fielder, so I'm not going back to the fence, I said, "Oh, good."
Yeah, that was great. Jim Barr with us. Always nice to talk some pitching and baseball with you. Cueto. Now, you pitched in the era of Louis Tiant, and we see Cueto, and the head goes this way, the elbow this way, the little twist, the quick pitch. Louis Tiant Jr.?
Yeah, my brother got to play with Louis Tiant. He said he was a kick to play with because he talked to me, you know, why does he do all that? And he goes, why not? And so yeah, I thought that was a good answer. And I think if you have a tendency to do little things like that all the time, then it's no big deal. You understand what your body is doing, how to do it on a given pitch. But if you're just going to do it, you know, once out every 10 pitches or something, then now you're going to, instead of fooling the hitter, you're going to ruin your own rhythm and be in trouble. But he does that all the time. It's kind of fun to watch because it's fun to watch now because he's on our team. But it's fun to watch only because he does it, I think, because he's having fun with it. He had success with it, so he says, well, I'm going to do it all the time now.
Yeah, everything he does has a reason. He's thinking every minute on the baseball field, whether it's slashing with the bat or quick pitching or, twisting. I don't care what he does. Every moment on the field, to me, is well thought out by him. He's a heck of a baseball player.
I was going to say, I enjoyed last night when he tried to lay down that bunt down the first base line. Because like Krug says, he can run a little bit. And he did. He got down the line a little bit. If that ball had stayed fair, that would have been a bang-bang play.
Yeah, and then he got a hit. He almost knocked Howell off the mound.
I know, he did.
Hey, did you have a quick pitch?
Do I ever quick pitch?
Yeah, like he does, you get the ball and, you know, it looks like you're going to stop and maybe take a breath. And, boy, you don't stop for very long.
I don't remember quick pitching, but there was a couple of times back in our era when we played, we'd double pump. We'd, you know, like you're going to wind up and do it twice and then pitch. And, you know, but you're out there again, you're just doing it once in a while. And, you know, if you did it once a game, that was a lot. But sometimes you get out there just in the monotony of the season, you know, 162 games, you're doing the same thing, depending on how you feel on a given day. Why not have a little fun out there?
Yeah, he does. Paul Byrd. Remember Paul Byrd who pitched for the Braves in Kansas? He was the last guy I saw who actually pumped. Actually, you know, went into a windup, put the hands together over his head, and really had the old-time-looking pump. He's the last one I remember.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, it's now the key to me is, as a former player, especially as a coach, it's all about balance. You get guys now that do stuff. And, of course, high school kids, they see the pros and the college kids and stuff like that, and they want to emulate. But what they don't understand is you can do anything you want, but everybody gets to a certain point, a balanced position, to where they have to throw the pitch they're going to throw. And if you're going to do all that stuff and you can't get to that point, then whatever you're doing is not working.
No, you got to get the ball. Eventually, you got to get it over the plate, and you got to be balanced. Bumgarner got hit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I'm going to say it's like the old Tommy Lasorda. The guy goes, I'll give you 110%. He goes, I don't care about that. I just want results.
Okay. Well, that's the old Earl Weaver line on a Sunday with Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly was his outfielder. Remember Pat Kelly, the outfielder?
Oh, yeah, the outfielder.
And Pat Kelly always said, Earl, on Sunday you should walk with the Lord. And Earl said, Pat, I'd rather have you walk with the bases loaded. And that was Earl's.
Right.
That was Earl's
right.
Way to come back. That's the way they played the game. Jim Barr with us. Jim Bumgarner. I want to hit. I don't know if you saw all the game on Monday night, but Kiki Hernandez first pitch, bang. First pitch, bang. Bumgarner has to react to that. Is his first pitch too good?
Yeah, I thought that night the first pitch was a little bit too good, especially with guys that, you know, they have so much stats now on everything. They can tell you exactly how many first pitch strike percentage that Bumgarner throws, how many percentages that's a fastball, what the percentage of curveball is. So when you start seeing all that, other teams going to really take advantage of that. So, yeah, you do have to understand that, okay, if If they want to be first pitch swingers, that's in my favor as a pitcher, because now I'll just throw the ball more for the corner or off the corner, and now they have to hit my pitch rather than feel I've got to throw a strike, because if they're going to be aggressive, then fine, here it is, and I don't care if you know where it's coming, because I'll just throw it a little bit more off the plate or in the plate.
Well, I think that's the key. I think that's the key to tonight for Samardzija. I really do. I think you just hit the nail on the head, because I think they're going to be aggressive. He's a first-pitch fastball kind of guy, and it sets up his other stuff, and that's the key to it, is just not right down the middle, just try to get it on the corners. And if he can do that, I think he'd have success. All right, very good. Say, we solved something. I knew we'd solve something
today.
All
right, good.
All right, now, there was a stat yesterday, very interesting. Bumgarner and Kershaw met now nine times, and you have to go back for a Dodger-Giant pitching matchup of nine times, at least nine times. You know the last two were?
I'm drawing a blank.
I told you last night. All right, come on. You got to have a better memory than
that.
Okay. All right, Jim Barr and Doug Rau, R-A-U, Doug Rau of the Dodgers. So tell me, how did those work out?
Doug was a good, left-handed. Wasn't a hard-throwing left-handed. He kind of threw a lot of stuff at you, curveballs and changeups. And back in our era, changeups weren't a very big pitch, but Doug had kind of turned it over a little bit for a little bit of a changeup, and kind of a, not a big curve, but kind of a sweeping curve. And he wasn't going to throw you a lot of fastballs, so you had to kind of accept that and go up there and look to take him the other way. So I was lucky one time I had a game where I got two hits off him, because I said, well, I know he's going to throw me the breaking ball. And sure enough, I guess right that game and got two hits off him.
You know, it's funny. I mean, nine times, I think it was from 73 to 78, you two had matched up nine times. I guess at some point you say, all right, who am I pitching against tonight? Doug Rau?
Yeah, I know. I remember there was another guy I got seemed to get matched up a fair amount too, and that was Bob Gibson.
Okay. It's like, oh, yeah, well. I remember that.
They said, well, how are you going to do against that? I said, well, fortunately, I only have to face him as a pitcher three times. It's the other guys I worry about.
Yeah, so, you know, you did well. I remember games you had against Gibson. I thought you handled Gibson. I don't mean handled him, but I thought you were fairly successful in those games.
Yeah, there were a handful of games where, we lost 3-1, 2-1. One, I think I beat him one time 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
So they were low-scoring games, but Gibby was one of those kind of guys where you just went out and did your job, and don't turn your head one way or the other, because he's going to notice it and he's going to react to it, and you didn't want Gibby reacting to anything you did.
No, that's for sure.
I remember one time Gary Matthews. Gary Matthews and Gary Maddox, their first year up, and they heard that Gibson was going to be pitching tomorrow night, so they came out in the papers. Yeah, we're kind of looking forward to hitting against Gibby tomorrow night when we have to play him, first time ever. So first time they get up the bat, boom, there goes one right underneath their chin, and they're down on the ground. Of course, the dugout, we're rolling, we're laughing, saying, okay, welcome to Gibson.
God, that's, as they like to say, that's baseball. Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, a pleasure having you on, as always. I think what you said about Samardzija is very interesting. We'll watch how he works tonight, see if he works those corners and gets ahead, and then he can do his splits and other things. So I appreciate you being on.
All right, Marty. I look forward to a good game, Jeff, tonight.
All right. Thank you. All right. That is Jim Barr. Always good to talk pitching with him.